Greetings, Lisa Edwards here, CEO of Exclusive Career Coaching and host of the Exclusive Career Coach Podcast. Ready for some great career management content? Then let's dig in. Greetings, guys. How's it going? How is your career progressing? Hey, I was thinking, this is episode 312. Episode number one, I looked back and it was aired on October 25th of 2017. So this is my seventh year of putting out weekly content to you for free. So here's all I ask of you. I'm begging. If you haven't subscribed or followed to this podcast on your app of choice, please do so. And I would greatly appreciate it if you would do me a solid and write a glowing recommendation for the podcast. It really helps. And one more thing. If there is a career-related topic that you would like me to talk about, shoot me an email. It's lesa@exclusivecareercoaching.com, and it's in the show notes as well. And if I've covered that topic, I promise you I will send you a link to the episode where that topic has been addressed. And if I haven't covered it, I will put it in the queue to cover, and I will mention you in your first name when I cover that topic. And it could be an entire episode. I've done that for people who've reached out to me. And in other cases, it's been a mention of something within a podcast. But I will cover it if I possibly can. So please do that for me. So today we're talking about how to become a thought leader on LinkedIn. And this is something I work with many of my mid and upper level folks, clients on, and I wanted to share some of that work that I do with them for you today. And I want to start with the obvious. If you want to become a thought leader on LinkedIn, you need a complete professional profile. And I've covered the pieces of your profile in many other episodes. As always, if you want to see an indexed list of episodes with that are specific to LinkedIn, go to the podcast or go to the website, exclusivecareercoaching.com, click on the podcast tab, and there are those tiles. So you can go to the LinkedIn tile and see all of the topics that I've covered. But you definitely want a fully complete, robust, optimized profile. And if that's something you want help with, use the link in the show notes to schedule a consult with me, and we could talk about what that would look like in terms of what I would do for you and what that investment would be. So why do you want to become a thought leader on LinkedIn? I think that's the first question that we want to ask. First of all, if you want to become a thought leader on social media out in the world, LinkedIn is the place to do it. I always think of it as kind of Facebook for grown-ups. And there are numerous reasons that you might want to do that. You might want to do that because you want to increase visibility for your personal brand, whether that's to move up within your current organization, to position yourself for notice by other companies that might want to hire you. You also want to increase visibility for your company and or your industry. So many people are thought leaders on behalf of their employers. In some cases, you might be involved in a professional association where you are talking about the benefits that your function, your career, you know, whatever field you're in, that what you bring to the world. Also increasing visibility for your profession, and then to showcase your side business. Now, it's interesting because that's something I've worked with a lot of people on their LinkedIn profile is, hey, I have this other thing over here. And in some cases, they want it to become their main thing. And in other cases, they always want it to be a side hustle. But we talk about how to put that in there, and LinkedIn can be the place. It does take a little bit of finesse to figure out how do I do that in a way that doesn't seem like I don't know what I really want to do. But also, you have to consider the stance of your employer and how they will receive that information if you've also got side information on there. So we have to think about all of that. So what should you be doing on LinkedIn? I want to start with the basics. And these are the things that I do every time I sit down at my computer for LinkedIn. The first thing I do is I respond to messages. So I can go into the message tab and see, you know, who's asked me a question or whatever it is. And then I respond to connection requests. So I go into the connections tab and I see who has asked me to connect with them. I look at their profile, decide whether I'm going to accept that connection or not. And then I also then, while I'm in that connections tab, I want to see who has connected with me since the last time I've been in here, whether I've accepted their connection, they've accepted my connection. but I want to see who do I need to say hello to. I am a big fan of just saying hello to start with, and I don't try to sell anybody anything. I don't like that approach at all. But I do want to cultivate. I actually did a blog years ago that said, you know, LinkedIn should not be the place that your connections go to die, right? So don't just connect them and then leave them there. So cultivating that hello, how are you, you know, what you got going on kind of thing. And then you want to engage. The final thing that I do in my time is to engage in the notifications section. So that's going to tell me who has a birthday, who has a job anniversary, who's gotten promoted, who's got a new job, who has posted something that I might want to read and comment on, who's shared something from someone else, who's notified me of an upcoming event, all of those things. So that's the bare minimum. So then what else can you do? You can take things to the next level. Original content is really important here. So this is you writing articles, you writing content. Think of LinkedIn as your blog. So, you know, if you're an expert in whatever it is, what can you write? What original content can you put out there? Another thing that you can do is share other people's content. If you're going to do that, I encourage you to ask a question that would elicit conversation and comments. So don't just put an article there and go, thought this was interesting, but I would say, what do you think about the author's idea of X, and pose a question like that. The next thing that you can do is there's a featured section on your profile, and you can put content in here. And the featured section, what I have in my featured section is a link to schedule a consult with me. I've got a copy of a PDF called How to Assess Resume Writers. And I also have what's called a sizzle reel of some highlights of some podcasts that I've done, just for people who might be curious and not want to commit. They can listen to 5 minutes, I think it is, of snippets from my podcast to get a sense of what I talk about. You have a ton of space in there in the featured section, but only 3 will show up on your profile. The others, they would have to kind of know they were there, because they're not going to see them. They would have to click on a button and see what else was there. I also recommend that you join groups appropriate for your job function and or your industry, and be sure to participate. I follow the 5-word rule, minimum word rule. So if I'm going to comment on someone's profile, I'm not going to just like it, and I'm not just going to say great job or thanks or great. I'm going to come up with a minimum of 5 words. I really like this idea of, or interesting perspective the author has about, like, so I'm going to go into some detail, because otherwise I'm not positioning myself as a thought leader. If I'm just saying great article, I haven't added anything of value that would position me as a thought leader. If you are, in addition to trying to be seen as a thought leader, if you're also trying to grow your audience, I recommend that you set aside a weekly goal for how many connection requests you're going to send out and who you want to connect with. Then you want to cultivate those. Remember, I mentioned a moment ago, once someone accepts my connection or I accept their connection, they show up in my connections. I have it filtered by most recent. So the most recent ones will come up first. I go in there every time I sit down to do LinkedIn, who has accepted since the last time I wrote to them. And I say hello. And I can see whether I've already responded to them or not. It's all right there, so I don't have to guess. So if you're going to try to grow your audience this way, my goal is 50 connection requests a week. You come up with your own, whatever makes sense for you. And once you begin contributing on LinkedIn, you may be asked to be a contributor to collaborative articles on LinkedIn. So I finally looked this up, because what I didn't know was, how does this happen? Because I had started getting these articles that are all in my space, career management, job search, and all of that. And they would be collaborative articles, meaning, I think in most cases, it's AI has come up with some content. So maybe there's 8 points that they're making in a story about interviewing. And they outline that when you go in, the first thing you see is an outline. Here are the 8 points. And then they have a snippet of conversation or a snippet of a topic number one, and then contributors have a chance to make comments. And so I have found that very useful. People have reached out to me as a result of seeing that I had been a thought leader in that area. And so that's something that can happen for you once you begin contributing. The logarithm will identify you as somebody that could contribute. And this is an actual quote I found from LinkedIn to kind of give you an idea about these contributions. LinkedIn identifies members who are likely to be experts in a certain topic based on their work experience, skills, proficiency, and prior engagement on the platform. They must also meet high trust and quality standards by adhering to LinkedIn's user agreement and professional community policies, and their contributions must remain relevant, original, and additive. Next question I want to talk about is how much time is this going to take? Because this may sound really overwhelming for you. And the biggest pushback I get from my clients in thinking about becoming a thought leader on LinkedIn is this is going to take too much time. I want you to keep in mind that I'm going to give you a lot of suggestions, and I don't want you implementing all of them at once. Pick a couple that makes sense for you to start with, get comfortable, maybe spend 30 days committing to that practice, then think about adding additional one, and then an additional one 30 days later. But don't try to overwhelm yourself. I want you to make this manageable and hopefully even enjoyable for you. So number one, make this a priority or it won't happen. I recommend that you calendar in the time, and then within that calendar slot that you write in the deliverables that you want. And there's going to be some deliverables that you're going to have every single time, and then other deliverables maybe once a week or once every other week, whatever the case may be. I spend 15 minutes twice a week doing the messages, the requests, the initial greetings, and the notifications. So that's when I check my messages, who's written to me with a question or some comment. Then the request to connect, you know, do I need to accept or decline those? Initial greeting, so I go in there, who has most recently connected with me and have I already said hello to them? And if not, I'm going to do that. And then the final thing that I do, so I set my timer for 15 minutes on my phone, and then whatever's left of my 15 minutes after I do those three things, I go into notifications and I spend the rest of the time in there. Commenting on people's posts and that kind of thing. And it was recently recommended to me that I spend about an hour a day doing comments, not just on LinkedIn, but it would be on Instagram, on Facebook. I don't have that much time, but I plan to expand what I'm doing now. So I'm going to play with that and see if I can expand, because right now I'm probably spending 5 minutes to 10 minutes twice a week, and I probably need to bring that up. If you're going to do original content, of course, that's going to take some time. But what I want to encourage you is to think about, what do you have that you could recycle? Have you written articles? Have you done presentations that maybe you could get a transcript for? So think about what you could repurpose, at least to start. I find, in fact, when I first started doing this, I had a couple of articles that I was sending out to people when they first came on board with me. And I think I made like 7 or 8 podcast episodes. So all my first episodes were from that series of documents that I was sending out to clients when they first started working with me. You'll also need some artwork if you're going to post, so that you get eyes on your content. There's a lot of research that shows that you get more views if you have artwork. If you haven't learned how to use Canva yet, I recommend that you do that. Or if you have someone in your life who can do Canva for you, that's going to be the easiest way. Even if you're taking pictures, Canva would really help to, you know, you could put words over the pictures or however you want to do it. You may also want to think about, could you create a template post? So if you're going to be posting, you know, once a week on a platform, could you create a template where all you would be doing is changing some of the wording or something like that, but you're not having to create a new post every single time? And that consistent formatting would help with branding as well. If you want more eyes on your thought leadership, you may also want to add to your connections or followers. And so my goal is to come up with 50 new connections a week. So I'm not saying that every one of them is going to accept, probably about half of them. But these are people for me who are at jobs or at a seniority level of my ideal client. So what does that look like for you? Who would your audience need to be for the message that you're trying to get out there, the thought leadership that you're trying to disseminate? That takes me about an hour a week. So that would be in addition to the 15 minutes. Also, look for podcasters whose topic intersects with your subject matter expertise. I like this idea, and I stole it from a speaker I was listening to yesterday. Rather than sending out, you know, a packet and trying to get those people to invite her onto their podcast, she schedules a virtual coffee date with them and ends up, you know, really hitting it off. They have a good conversation, and they end up asking her on their podcast instead of her asking to be on the podcast. So that can be a really great way to get your subject matter expertise out. So the total amount of time that you need each week on LinkedIn is going to vary depending on which one of these suggestions you want to take on. But I do encourage you to create a container for it. A, because I want you to calendar it in, and it's kind of hard to calendar in something when you don't know how long it takes. But also I want you to put those specific deliverables within that calendar time. You want to start with a manageable goal and then maybe 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So that's very doable. There are some of the things that you're going to be doing on LinkedIn that you want to do every time. So maybe you want to, every time you sit down, you want to check messages, you want to respond to connection requests, you want to maybe check your notifications, whatever's come up in that day. And then there's other things you may only do once a week, like sharing original content, or maybe you want to do a video and you only do that once a week. So set up something, some baseline, minimal stuff. Don't overdo it to begin with. Try it out. See how it feels. See how it works. See how much time it takes. And then decide whether you want to expand from there. Make it manageable. So I hope this has given you an idea of how you can become a thought leader, what you can do to put your thought leadership and your subject matter expertise out into the world via LinkedIn. So I hope this has been helpful, and I will see you next week. Take care. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and left me a review. If you would like to discuss working with me to achieve your job search or career goals, my calendar link is in the show notes.